الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله والصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Welcome to another episode of Silsila Self-Reformation. Hopefully you've already made some good intentions. We'll add some more additional good intentions. As the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, نِيَّةُ الْمُؤْمِنِ خَيْرٌ مِنْ عَمَلِي. The intention of a moment is better than his actions. Let's make some good intention that will listen to the bayan attentively, inshallah azza wa jal. And whenever I will hear sallu ala al-habib uskuru Allah tubu ilallah, I will reply with the intention of gaining thawab. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of Ummah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, has said, the one who sends 100 durood upon me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala writes between his two eyes that he is free from hypocrisy and hellfire. And on the day of judgment, he will be kept with the martyrs. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, it is not permissible for any Muslim to break off relations with his brother for more than 3 days and nights. The one amongst them who starts conversation first will also take the lead in going to Jannah, in going to paradise. So then Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, it came to my knowledge that there is some disagreement between the blessed Hasanayn Karimain, Imam Hasan radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He said, I went to Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu and humbly said, people follow you and the blessed personalities are displeased with each other and have broken off relationship, that is, stopped talking to each other. Go to Sayyidina Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu right now and please him because you are younger than him. Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, if I had not heard from the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam that when two people break off relations with each other, so the one who takes the leading in talking will go to paradise first, I would have certainly taken the lead in meeting, but I do not like to enter paradise before him. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, after this, I went to Sayyidina Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu and related the whole event to him. Sayyidina Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu replied, whatever Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu said is true. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu then went to Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu and met him. In this way, both brothers got reconciled. Dear viewers of Madani channel, this is a beautiful story in which it becomes obvious that Hasanayn Karimain would love each other very much. They even had this desire that one brother should not be left behind the other one in virtuous deeds. It also becomes obvious that it is not permissible for a Muslim to break off relations with his Muslim brother for more than 3 days and nights. But unfortunately, nowadays, brothers and sisters get annoyed with each other on a trivial matter, on small matters. And they don't want to even see the faces of each other. Due to petty quarrel, the whole family breaks up. Sometimes these quarrels, these fights, go to such an extent that massacre begins to the one who without any reason breaks off relationships with his Muslim brother. Severe punishments have been mentioned in the blessed ahadith. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, the deeds of people are presented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on Monday and Thursday. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives everyone except who bears enmity towards one another and breaks off relationships with relatives. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, the one who breaks off relations will not enter paradise. My dear viewers of Madani channel, from these blessed ahadith, we learn an admonitory lesson. The one who breaks off relations on trivial matter with their sisters, with their daughters, with their brothers, paternal aunt, maternal aunt, no matter what the relationship is, if any one of us is displeased with any of his relatives or siblings, he should reconcile with them even though they have made the mistake. Be first in reconciling and meet them cheerfully and improve your relations. If you have to take the lead even to make an apology, do it for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Insha'Allah azza wa jal, you will attain honor, you will attain dignity, you will attain eminence. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, the one who becomes humble for the sake of Allah azza wa jal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestows eminence upon him. So always have good relation with your siblings and relatives. Treat them well because it only brings benefits. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, our beautiful religion, our Islam has taught us respect for our elders. Amongst our elders, the status and rank of our elder brother is worthy of respect. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestows the heart of the elder brother with the affection and love like father for a younger sibling. In the presence of the father, the elder brother takes care of younger siblings, fulfill their needs. If the father dies, he, meaning the elder brother, also fulfills his responsibility properly afterwards. These favors of elder brothers demand that younger siblings should respect him, should give him the status and rank that he deserves. In the absence of parents, they should give him the status of their parents. Otherwise, they must consider him as the guardian. Younger siblings should not backbite and telltale against him and should avoid fighting, even having bad assumptions against him. They should fulfill his permissible desires and obey his orders as far as possible, as much as possible. They should always maintain good relations with the elder brother. And if he ever gets displeased with them, if he ever gets upset with them, they themselves should come forward and apologize to him and try their best to reconcile with him. Sayyidina Jarir bin Hazim rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has said, "Once I saw a dream that my head was in my hand. In order to know its interpretation, I related the dream to a famous Tabi'i person, Sayyidina Imam Muhammad bin Sirin rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, who was an expert in telling the interpretation of dreams. He asked me if any of my parents were alive. I replied in negative. He rahmatullahi ta'ala asked me if I had any elder brother. I replied in affirmative, meaning that I replied yes, that I do have an older brother. He said, keep fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this matter. Behave well towards him, meaning your elder brother, and refrain from breaking your relations with him. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, an elder brother should not make this mind either, that the young ones should respect him even if he becomes strict with them or even if he does anything wrong with them. Remember, Islam has mentioned the rights and manners of everyone. It not only enjoins young ones to respect the elders, but it also tells the elders to behave towards the young ones lovingly and affectionately, to take care of their needs and to give them good tarbiyah, to give them good upbringing. Our beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, "Laysa minna man lam yarham saghirana wa yuwaqqir kabirana wa ya'rif lana haqqana." The one who does not show mercy to our younger ones and does not respect our elders and does not know the rights of a Muslim is not from us. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said to Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, "Respect the elders, show mercy to the youngers. I and you will come like this on the day of judgment." The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam put his fingers together. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, did you notice? Our beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has commanded us, has ordered us to behave affectionately towards younger siblings and respect elder siblings. But unfortunately, at present, the way we are getting away from the righteous deeds, we are not treating our siblings kindly, fulfilling their needs, helping them in their ups and downs of life, and taking care of their needs. There are some unfortunate people who part from their siblings as soon as the parents pass away and do not even inquire after them for many months. At present, the treatment which is given specially to sisters is not hidden from anyone. It has been narrated that a rich man intended to perform Hajj. He entrusted 1,000 dinars to another rich man until his return from Arafah. When he returned, he found him dead. He asked his children about his money, but they had no idea. So he asked a solution to this problem from Islamic scholars of Makkatul Mukarramah. They replied, "At midnight, go to the Zamzam well and look into it and then call out the deceased person by his name. If he is amongst the blessed inhabitants, he will reply when you call out it first time." He went and called out, but no one gave him a reply. He returned and told Islamic scholars about it. They recited, "Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un," and said, "We are afraid that your friends will be amongst the hell dwellers. Now you go to Yemen, where there is a well, Barhut. It is narrated that this well is at the mouth of the hell. Go there at night and call out, O so and so, he will reply to your call." This individual, he then went to Yemen and asked people about the well, so he was guided to the well. He went there at night and called out, O so and so, Hence his friend replied to his call. He asked, "Where are my dinars?" He replied, "I buried them at such and such place at my home, and I did not inform my children about them. Go to them. When you dig a pit there, you will get your money." He then asked, "What had brought you here, though I had good opinion about you?" He replied, "I had a poor sister whom I had left, and I did not treat her kindly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had punished me for this reason and got me in this state." Dear viewers of Madani channel, we just heard how the one who broke off the relationship with his own sister did not treat her kindly, did not treat her nicely, was made to suffer a severe torment, a severe punishment. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, the one who breaks off relations will not enter paradise. Remember, good manners are extremely necessary for the survival of the strong and happy family. The best way of it is that parents should not become negligent even a bit in the upbringing of children from their childhood and give them such good tarbiyat, good madani tarbiyat regarding good manners, sociability, affection and love with one another that everyone praises their children by saying that they are well-mannered. Because they say salam and shake hands with everyone, talk smilingly, and get ready happily for every task. Remember, children follow the upbringing and footsteps of their parents. If parents do not meet their siblings and relatives, do not treat them kindly, do not treat them nicely, do not go to their siblings' home for many months, so their children will not live with their siblings with unity either. Therefore, parents should treat their siblings and relatives kindly, should be present in their joys, should be present in their sorrows. So seeing their parents and their children also live with their siblings together. In this way, the possibility of a happy family get indulged in any discord and quarrel that will be ruled out. Dear viewers of Madani channel, our pious predecessors would treat their siblings kindly, would be very soft and loving to them, and would take care of their needs. If someone would try to break their love, they would make their satanic attack unsuccessful and give such a reply to them that he would return disappointed. Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh loved his younger brother Maulana Muhammad Raza Khan. Once Maulana Muhammad Raza Khan Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh made gold bracelet for his wife. A telltale mentioned it to Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. So giving a very beautiful reply, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh said, "If my brother Maulana Muhammad Raza has got these bracelets made with his wealth, I will be pleased that Allah Azza wa Jal has bestowed so much wealth upon my brother. And if he has got them made with my wealth, I will be more pleased because my brother considers my wealth to be his own wealth." Having heard this, this telltale person returned unsuccessful and disappointed. Dear viewers of Madani channel, the exemplary life of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh shows us how much love he had for his brother. We have also understood that it is a very bad deed to have different types of bad opinion for siblings, to disrespect them, to fight with them, and to disclose their faults to people by being deceived by someone else. Unfortunately, nowadays in our conversation, backbiting, telltaling, having bad opinions about our own siblings are becoming very common. Unending acts of backbiting and telltaling against the third one begins where two people sit together. If we have a chance to talk to someone even for a few minutes, no matter whether in the gathering of friends or gathering after a religious ijtima, in the wedding ceremonies, or on the occasion of condolence, meeting with someone or talking to someone on the phone. So if a sensitive person having Islamic knowledge investigates this conversation, perhaps he may provide dozens of examples of telltelling along with sinful words in many of our majalis, in many of our conversations. At present, telltelling is one of the reasons that causes hatred and mischief between two brothers, quarrels and massacre in the family. A telltale is a thief of love. A telltale is an enemy of wisdom. A telltale brings about hatred. A telltale is a shaitanic machine that causes quarrels. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, "Amongst you, the most disliked people are the telltales who create discord between friends and find faults with righteous people." In Bukhari it is stated, the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, "A telltale will not enter paradise." Dear viewers of Madani channel, did you notice the fire will blaze in the grave of a telltale? A telltale is included in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and his beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam وسلم, telltale will not enter paradise. Therefore, we should not tell tales about anyone else, nor should we form any opinions about any other party after listening only to one side. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to stay safe from the evils of tale-telling. Ameen. Habil and Kabil were both sons of Sayyidina Adam ala Nabina walayhi salatu wasalam. It has been narrated that the first murderer on this earth is Kabil, and the first who was murdered is Habil. The incident of both is as follows. A baby boy and a baby girl used to be born with every pregnancy of Sayyidina Hawa radiallahu ta'ala anha. The boy of one pregnancy used to be married with the girl of the other pregnancy. According to this common practice, Sayyidina Adam ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu wassalam wanted to perform the nikah of his girl named Aklima, who was born with Kabil, with his another son Habil. But Kabil did not agree to it because Aklima was more beautiful, and hence he wanted her. Sayyidina Adam ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu wassalam made him understand Allah by saying that Aklima was born with him, and that is why she was her sister, and he could not do nikah with her. But he did not listen to him. Finally, Sayyidina Adam ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu wassalam ordered, both of you, present your sacrifice in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The one whose sacrifice is accepted will deserve Aklima. In that age, the sign of sacrifice being accepted was that a fire would come from the sky and eat the sacrifice that would be accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kabil presented some wheat and Habil presented a goat for sacrifice. Fire from the sky came and ate the sacrifice of Sayyidina Habil radiallahu ta'ala anhu and left the wheat of Kabil alone. Due to this, Kabil developed jealous and malice and decided to kill his own sibling, decided to kill his own brother. He said to Habil, "I will kill you. It is Allah Almighty's will to accept the sacrifice," replied Sayyidina Habil radiallahu ta'ala anhum. "And he accepts the sacrifice of those who are pious and sincere. If you had been pious, your sacrifice must have been accepted." Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Kabil was instigated by worldly love, malice and jealousy, and he murdered his own sibling, his own brother. Today, even in our society, a brother feels jealous of his own brother by seeing his scholarly competence, excellent mental ability, plenty of wealth, respect and nobility, excellent job and his dignity, and due to this jealousy, he tries to harm his own brother and makes dua that these blessings be taken away from him. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, "Jealousy eats virtue as fire eats dry pieces of wood." Talking about maintaining a brotherhood, in another blessed hadith, our beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, "Do not feel jealous of each other, do not have malice and enmity towards each other, and do not speak ill of each other in the absence of each other. And O the bondsmen of Allah, live like brothers." Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi said, "Having bad assumptions, jealousy, malice are the things which end love and Islamic brotherhood. Therefore, give up these faults so that you become brothers to one another." It becomes obvious that jealousy is such a bad deed due to which not only the righteous deed go to waste, but rather love and brotherhood among Muslim ends and malice and enmity gets bred in their heart. Repent of the sin of jealousy today. Instead of feeling jealous by seeing the happiness and delight of your siblings, make dua for them to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for increase in their blessings. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, parents play a great role in maintaining the unity among siblings. They should give their children equal treatment. They should adopt the principles of equality in giving them something or treating them with affection and love. They should not prefer one child to another by ignoring him without any shar'i reasons, as it breeds jealousy and malice in them from their childhood, which is extremely harmful to their personal development. By seeing this discriminatory treatment of parents with any of the children, other sibling feels inferior complex, and feeling inferiority complex sometimes takes such a step that proves to be extremely harmful to their life and their parents. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Islam has highlighted the rights of sisters and given us lessons to its followers to treat their real and milk sisters kindly, because it is only sisters who put up with the errors of the brothers, fulfill their demands, support them in the moment of joy and sorrow, and make dua for them. They do not let their brothers miss their mother after her death by accepting entire household responsibilities. In the age of ignorance, they were given extremely bad treatment. The greatest well-wisher of women, the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, has stated, "The one who has three daughters or three sisters, or two daughters or two sisters, and he treats them well and keeps fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regarding them, will attain paradise." Sayyidina Jabir bin Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu married a widow only for looking after his sister. for braiding and plaiting their hair for the sake of their good tarbiyat, for the sake of their good upbringing. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would also treat his Raza'i sister kindly and would take care of her needs. His Raza'i sister was Sayyidina Shima radiallahu ta'ala anha. She was the daughter of Sayyidina Bibi Halima Sadia radiallahu ta'ala anha. When people arrested her, she said, "I am the sister of your Nabi." Muslims brought to her in the blessed court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam for identification. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam immediately recognized her and tears welled up in his blessed eyes out of love. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam spread his blessed chadar on the floor and gave her some camels and some goats and said, "You're free. If you want, you can go to my home and live there. And if you want, you can go to your home. I will arrange a ride for you that will take you there." She desired to go to her own home. She was taken to her tribe with some extreme respect and reverence. Dear viewers of Madani channel, we just learned how beautifully our beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam treated his sister. We may have our brothers and sisters as well, right? Some of us may not be the only child. We may have our brothers and sisters. Remember, they are the ni'mat of Allah Azza wa Jal. They're there to console you in your bad times. They're there to help you out through adversities. They're there to cheer you when you do something good. They're there for your moral support. Treat your relatives well. Treat your siblings well. Treat everyone around you well. Treat them with respect. This is what Islam teaches us. This is what Islam wants. If we start treating each other with respect, with love, inshallah, you will see a huge transformation in the society. You will see the environment in our house being transformed into a Madani environment. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability, give us the tawfiq to treat our siblings with love and respect. Ameen bijahin nabiyin ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.